Hello, I'm Colleen Bradford Krantz, producer at Market to Market. Welcome to this week's Market Plus, which is one of three podcasts we produce. The others are the MTOM and Market Analysis. Subscribe today and thank you for your support.
Welcome in to the Friday, January 7, 2022 Market Plus. Here's Jeff French, who on this sheet are some questions that you have submitted, and we always appreciate everything you send via Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or email. We had some through our website today. Always appreciate that. So Jeff only kind of knows what we're going to ask. We may or may not ask this last question. We'll see how it goes. We have some familiar and similar questions, so we have boiled down a couple. But first off, Jeff, before we get to these questions, what do you think of this USDA Wednesday? I've had some people who've sat in that chair have called it a combination of all the big sporting events. How do you see this January report? Is it a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, especially for the 2021 crop. I mean, it's the final production report. Now, granted, yes, they can go back and, you know, redo them later on, especially in the September report. But, yeah, this sets the tone for the new year. And we'll trade these numbers for the next couple of months. So it's a big deal. The numbers, nothing should be too surprising. I mean, we had a good crop. Now, the trade has a history of overstating the final corn number and the corn carryout. So that might be an area. Beans all over the board. I mean, the trade is expecting a bump in yield, but the last time that we got changes back in November, we were expecting the same thing, and actually the USDA lowered the yield. So it can be all over the board. What we're looking at is if there are major surprises that can really shock the market. But I go into these reports and I kind of analyze of, you know, what's the most difficult trade to hold through that number. And you look at beans in the last 60 days, I mean, old crop beans are up $2.20 a bushel. They're at here at levels that are, we haven't seen in years. So I think being long beans would be pretty difficult through the report. But fundamentally, there's a story out there, and the funds are long. So the corn side, you know, corn's been kind of just along for the ride. We've had strong basis levels. Great demand, especially on the ethanol, and corn hasn't really been the story. It's been all about the beans in the last 6 weeks.
It has, but there was a time when beans was all we talked about, it seemed, and then beans just kind of went away. Is beans still the biggest story after Wednesday?
I think we'll have to see, but I you know, going into, you know, this is the South American growing season. And that will be the fundamental focus for the next couple of months, especially being that we are in a La Nina year. And like we were talking about on the main show, is La Nina is expected to peak here third, fourth week of January. We are expected to see some relief after that. Will it be enough rain? I mean, that's kind of what the market is focused on right now. Will it be enough? And we're just going to have to wait and see. But you know, watch that March contract. If we start making new contract highs above 1440, you know, it can go, and it can go fast.
All right. So be probably paying attention to things on Wednesday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, why be at the mercy of the USDA? I mean, that I say that to my clients all the time, especially in these big reports. There's these weekly options that are extremely cheap, 5, 10, 15 cents a bushel. The report is on Wednesday. These options expire Friday. So you can buy this protection, get through the number, and then you have 24, 48 hours to decide what you want to do with that protection. But, you know, I don't like seeing my clients. A lot of my clients have unpriced corn in the bin. And we'll be talking next week to protect that just in case they don't want to sell.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move to some questions. Again, thank you. You can always hit us up on any of the medias. Let's start with Larry. He emailed this question. And he's asking, what are the chances that farmers will apply less nitrogen, maybe even switch to beans, and thus force a spring price drop?
I don't think I mean, I don't think it's very likely. Not in the Corn Belt. I think most producers are going to take the stance of, you know, I want to grow as much as many bushels as I possibly can. And applying as much fertilizer gives me the best opportunity to do that. You know, that would be what I would have in mind, and I think a lot of my producers are going to.
And frankly, the fall was extremely busy with a lot of anhydrous put on.
Oh, it was
the weather was good after that rain in October. It really dried up.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Bradley in Upland, Nebraska asked a question. He's asking, similar to what we discussed to start the program, with the dry weather, lack of snow cover, damage from the windstorm, and low crop ratings, is winter wheat undervalued and due for a rally?
Historically speaking, 750 wheat is still pretty good. If you look at the action in the last 2 months, I can see how you have that thought that it's undervalued, especially with the drought conditions and the windstorm. I mean, I was touring Kansas the week before the windstorm, and before that, the wheat wasn't even looking that great. So I can only imagine how bad it looks after what happened there the week after I was there. So again, though, I said on the main show, money flow will trump fundamentals, and that's what we've seen here. You know, wheat was overdone, and it was 8 to 850 there for about 2 months. And we've had a little bit of a fallback here. I think it's critical that we hold these moving averages, especially the 200-day moving average. We start taking that out, there's probably 50, 60 cents downside risk. Mm. But I do like it. If you've made higher sales, this is a time to maybe start buying half of them back.
An opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Nathan in Tabor, Alberta, and we do appreciate all of our Canadian viewers and listeners. This one, he's asking, what do you expect to see from the bond market in 2022? And this has big implications in many different ways that we should pay attention to.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Fed, you know, they in their minutes this week, they indicated that, you know, they are probably going to be raising interest rates three times this year and as early as March. That's what I took from their minutes. So, you know, higher interest rates, lower bond prices. I mean, that's just what you look at. Mm-hmm. Now, what effect will it have on land prices moving forward? I think psychologically, higher price to borrow money, you know, I think we could see a correction there. I think it'll be well supported, but yeah, that's going to be one of the big questions moving forward.
Well, inflation is a topic, and there's discussion if this is inflation on the input side of the ledger. And Justin in Ithaca, Michigan wants to know, due to those high input costs, he means fertilizer and seed, will we see the corn market put highs in earlier this year to buy acres? You already talked about buying acres for soybeans and cotton, but what about corn in that equation?
You know, I mean, you look at, you compare it to what the beans have done. So new crop, we're talking about November beans and December corn. November beans in the last 30 days is up $1.20 a bushel. I mean, it's just straight up. During that same time frame, December crop corn, it's up about 10 cents. It has not gone anywhere. Well, that tells me the, as of right now, first week of January, the corn market is pretty comfortable with the acres that they will get. Could we put a high in early before it gets planted? Possibly, but that also means that we have to have perfect summer weather. And you look at some of those extended forecasts, I mean, I know you can see them all, but we've come into this on the drier side. So I would doubt that we would see a high before we put this stuff in the ground.
Interesting. And frankly, the moisture, as you mentioned, not there. If you look at the snowpack maps, North Dakota has some. Northern Minnesota has some, but you start getting south of there, there's just not, I mean, here, including where we're sitting, not as much snow in this early part of January, but that can change quickly.
It can.
All right. Anything else on your mind, Jeff?
No.
Does pineapple belong on pizza? That's what David wanted to know.
You know, I guess I've never had it, so I'll just say I won't knock it till I try it.
And you lived in a spot where pizza was pretty good, so if he hasn't tried it, folks, that might be saying something. All right, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, that'll do it for this installment of Market Plus. And next week, we'll expand and add a couple of chairs here, and we'll examine the major government reports with Naomi Bloom, Ted Seifert, and Matthew Bennett. Thank you so very much for watching or listening. Please have a great week.